Give me other cartel. Other cartel. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha. They're all lousy. They're bad. They're all bad. Throw away. Gopi Janavalabha Giri Bharadhari Jaya Gopi Janavalabha. Throw. Gopi Janavalabha Giri Bharadhari. Yasoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana Yasoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana Yamunati Ravanachari Yamunati Ravanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Gopi Janavalabha Girivaradhari Jaya Gopi Janavalabha Girivaradhari Yasoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Pari Brajakacharya Stathara Stathashishi Marisi Bhakti Vedanta Swami Shri Prabhupada Ki Nitya Lila Vishnu Vishnupad Paramahansa Pari Brajakacharya Stathara Stathashishi Marisi Shila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Ki Ananta Koti Vaishnavinda Ki Namacharya Haridasa Thakur Ki Premsheka Hoshi Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasudeva Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Shri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopinath Shamakun Radha Kun Giri Govardhan Ki Shri Vrindavan Dham Ki Mayapur Navadvip Dham Ki Jagannath Puri Dham Ki Nu Raman Riti Dham Tulsi Devi Ki Bhakti Devi Ki Ganga Mai Ki Amun Mai Ki Samavita Bhakta Vrinda Gloriesome Devotees, Gloriesome Devotees, Glory Shri Guru and Gauranga Pramanandai Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, third canto, chapter 14, verse 23. Okay. Esha Gauratama Vela. Gauranam Gauradarshana. Charanti asyang bhutani, bhuteshanucharaniha, esha gauratama vela, gauranam gauradarshana. Charanti asyang bhutani, bhuteshanucharaniha, esha gauratama vela, gauranam gauradarshana. Charanti asyam bhutani, bhuteshanucharaniha, esha gauratama vela, gauranam gauradarshana. Charanti asyam bhutani, bhuteshanucharaniha. Charanti asyam bhutani, bhuteshanucharaniha. Tama vela, gauranam gauradarshana. Bhutani, bhuteshanucharaniha. Tama vela, gauranam gauradarshana. Anyone else? Okay, so Esha, this time, Gauratama, most horrible, Vela. Period. Gaurana. Of the horrible. Ghora Darshana. Horrible looking. Charanti. Move. Yasyam. In which. Bhutani. Ghosts. Bhuta Isha. The Lord of the Ghosts. Anucharani. Constant companions. Ha. Indeed. Translation. This particular time is most inauspicious because at this time the horrible looking ghosts and constant companions of the Lord of the Ghosts are visible. Purport. Kashyapa has already told his wife Diti to wait for a while, and now he warns her that failure to consider the particular time will result in punishment from the ghosts and evil spirits who move during this time, along with their master, Lord Rudra. Omagana tamarandasya gananjana shalaka chakshur militam jena tasmai shi gurave nama. Bandeham shi guru shi utapada kamalam shi gurum vaishnavam shcha shi rupam sakrajatam sahakana raganatam mitam tang sajivam sadvaitam savadutam padijana sahitam krishna chaitanya de shi radha krishna padam sahakana lalita shivishakam mitam shcha Panchakalpataru Vyascha Kipasindu Devacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Chandralambito Bujo Kanaka Vitato Sankirtana Kipitaro Kamalaya Takcho Vishwamaro Vijabaro Yugadharma Palo Vande Jaga Piyakaro Kurnavataro Anandalila Maya Vigrahaya Haimabhadibhyaccha Vishundaraya Trasmaya Maha Prema Sapitaya Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasidhi Gaura Bhaktavinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama. Nishagorottama vela goranam goradarshana charantiya shambhutani bhuteshanucharaniya. This particular time is most inauspicious because at this time the horrible looking ghosts and constant companions of the Lord of the Ghosts are visible. So here, it's a continuing this story. Of course, the very next verse is more, explains more. It's got a bigger purport, but it's not my purport. But here, particularly, the next purport has a lot more information. So whoever has that tomorrow, they're very more lucky. But basically, it explains this verse. This particular purport doesn't say that much, but Prabhupada talks about the Mayavadis who worship Shiva, mm-hmm. Shankaracharya, and the ghosts. So interesting, I came to mind that in Mayapur, and probably still in these days, but in those days, even in Mayapur, Prabhupada had the certain rituals performed in the evening. I'm not sure when it started, but at dusk, Janivas and some others would come around. It's a pretty, Mayapur is much bigger now. In those days, it was just one building. And they would ring a bell, blow conch, burn incense, and chant to counteract this ghostly presence at that time, dusk. And also, at a certain time, they started playing over this raga, very auspicious raga. They still do that, right? All over the whole Mayapur is so big now, I don't think they can do it everywhere, but it's something that used to be done. Everything was much more poignant in those days. And so certain mantras were chanted at different times. We have yajnas for auspicity, performed by our esteemed Purohits. So everything is meant for auspicity in Mangale Mangale Byope, Harir Namano Kirtanam. There's many verses describing Mangala, Mangalarti. Sometimes we look around Mangalarti, we don't see too many people. So, but this is meant for auspicity from beginning till end of the day. Dusk is not exactly the end of the day, but it, so this is the time when these things have to be more careful. Even in Mayapur, which is probably described, I was there, 74 or 5, and he described that, how Bhaktivinoda described this, the world, and then it, within the material world, we have Bharat Varsha, which is theoretically a very auspicious place. And within that, the holy place of Bengal, especially Nadia. And the Nadia is the most auspicious place. Of course, we have Vrajabhumi and Jagannath Puri. But so it's very auspicious to go to the Dham. And immediately one will feel relief from the influence of such this demoniac. And Lord Shiva is very merciful. He's Oshutosh. He's quickly satisfied. He's quickly dissatisfied. We get satisfied quickly. If you are a demoniac like that, Vrakasura, you cut the head. So he has many of these weird bhutas that follow him. Petaganams Chanya. It's described in the 17th chapter of the Gita. It's demoniac persons, they worship these entities, the bhutas. There was one instance, very colorful history of ISKCON. There was certain, in Bombay, if you read Giriraj Swami's book, he's got a big fat book on the history of, so Pundarik was there. So there were several big, big inauspicious demons that were trying to always, or many more than that, but chief ones. There was one named Maitri. Maitri, what was his name? Maitri. And he used to worship at a ghost temple. And, Matre. And one day, the ghost took him over, and he poured gasoline on his head, and he set himself on fire. So it can be very dangerous dealing with these ghostly elements. He found out the hard way, I guess you could say, you know. But the others also disappeared. So because Prabhupada was never deterred. Of course, that happened just after Prabhupada's time. But by Prabhupada's wishes, even this inauspicious, what was that guy, Nair. He was kind of a ghostly, intelligent businessman. But he always tried to cheat Prabhupada, which is not a very good idea. Don't try that at home. Try to cheat Prabhupada. So even his wife was not so bad. She came Seth, Dr. What was his name? Mr. Sethi. Sethi's house, he described, she came in a little apologetic to Prabhupada that, I'm very sorry, my husband is like this and this. And Prabhupada just very kind of casually said, your husband is so greedy just for some rupees like that. He does not have many days to live. Why is he so greedy like that? And that Mr. Sethi was gone, and not Mr. Sethi, Mr. Nair was gone very shortly after. So it's not a good idea. So these ghosts are traveling around. Gora. Mamukshavo Gora Rupam Hitva Bhuta Pitinata. In the first canto, we hear about these modes of nature. So those who are in the lower modes, they worship Kala Bhairav, just like Judd Bharat. He was captured, and they were to... their idea was they're going to sacrifice him because he was not normal or they're in their idea. They needed an animal or a man like animal. Of course, they are very low beings themselves. So when they tried to sacrifice Jod Barad, Jod Barad is not an ordinary person. He's actually very elevated. So the deity came out, but it was very horrifying, and they were cutting. She was the women, the ladies, whatever they were. They came out from the deity to protect Jod Barad, and they had big cutters, choppers. I forgot the names of those things. Yeah, they're dangerous. So by worshiping, these things can backfire. We always hear about things backfiring, you know. So this is some things that backfire when you worship the ghosts. You might end up setting yourself on fire, or you may end up with your head cut like that. Not a good business to deal with that. We want to stick to the auspicious path. And the Vaishnavas are always, Svastyastu Vishvasha Kala Prasiditam. They want to spread auspicity. Kalyananam Nidanam. Anyway, the verses are very good describing this auspicity. Kalyana Kalpataru, Bhaktivinoda Thakur has one book describing. It's all just the tree of auspicity, auspicious. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur and all our acharyas, the Vaishnavas, the sadhus, they want to spread this auspicious. The chanting of the holy name, Mangalam, Mangalam, Hariya Nama, is the most auspicious thing. Madhuram Madhure Bhyopi, the most sweet. So Narayana Kala Shanta, Mamukshavo Goro Rupam. So in that first canto, is it the first chapter, second chapter? Second chapter describes some persons after, Prabhupada talks of the Mayavadis, they worship Lord Shiva, they're after some type of liberation also. They're not necessarily all the same, they're all not, but even the Mayavadis, they worship those who want some liberation. But Narayana Kala Shanta, Anu Shuyave, the Vaishnavas are described as Narayana, Prayana, Sarve. They are so advanced. They're always peaceful, Narayana. And therefore they worship the auspicious form of Vishnu only. They don't worship all these. Even Ganesh, you know, most of the Westerners, they see Ganesh, they don't really. Some Westerners like Ganesh, but but Kala Bhairav and Kali herself, Kali, she has skulls. Prabhupada said they're such foolish, they don't understand. By worshiping her, you'll also become, your head will be cut or something. You may end up on her garland of skulls. So this is her business. She's very horrible. The people worship this material energy. But this material energy, just like Ravana, he wanted to take this material energy away from Lord Ram. Now, this is the mood in this material world to enjoy. So this same word, Gor, well, not exactly the same, Goratma. This is Goratama, but Goratma. Asuram Vrittim Goratma. It is said in the fourth canon, this one, that those persons who are imbued, this was Narad Muni, was speaking with one big king, Prachini Bharhi, and he was describing that he's hunting in the forest. He thought, this is normal, I'm a king, I can hunt, I can do whatever I want, like that. And Narad Muni said, that's not exactly right, king. And he told a long story. It was going for four or five chapters or more about Paranjana, the king. But in the beginning, he described Asuram Vrittim, Ashritam. Those who take shelter of these, the Goratma, they're called Niranugraha. So this king was a Niranugraha king. He had some, of course, pious mood. He must have, and Narad Muni visited him. But still, in general, this is anugraha, niranugraha, no mercy. Anugraha yehe charanti nunam. The Vaishnavas, they move through the world full of mercy. incessant mercy, just like Prabhupada. His only motivation is to save the fallen conditioned souls. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, patita pavana hetu. only here to save the conditioned souls, not this materialist have no mercy, no mercy. Just see. They set up slaughterhouses every day. There's war. This is the concomitant factor of these wars, of this killing is war. That previously there was some killing, was it Strio, this four dutum, four things described in the first canon, illicit sex, gambling, yatra adharmas, chaturvida, four types. One of them is killing animals. So previously there was some animal killing, but in Kali Yuga, it's increasing more and more. Every day, not millions, billions of animals. Imagine it. And we're sitting, we see the headline, then they're killing so many men also. So this is Kali Yuga. And so we have to take the medicine. Anachi Oshodi Maya Nashi Bara. They're all in Maya. And just speaking here of ghosts. According to Jagadananda Pandit, everyone in this material world, ghostly haunted. Pishachi Paili Yena Mati Chanahoi. Maya Grashta Jivirase Babu Doi. Everyone ghostly haunted. Madman. Speaking all, whatever you're speaking about your, I am so fat. I am so great. I am the king. I am the mayor of this city. Everyone's thinking a temporary position. I am the father of these children. So everyone is an illusion. Another thing we understand from Lord Chaitanya, from Puranas, he's citing Mayavadama Satchastram Prachanam Bodhamuchyate, that Lord Shiva, although he has this mission to save all these fallen entities, Mayavadama Satchastram Prachanam Bodham, he comes in, according to Padma Purana, that Lord is described there. I come under the order, Agya Kori Dash. He's not at fault. Actually, Lord Chaitanya was explaining this to the impersonalists in Benares, that Lord Shiva has come and you're under the same Maya. He explained it. They understood it. Because they respected the Purana somehow, they respected Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And they said, sir, we didn't understand this. It's very nice you have described this to us. Mayavadama Shatshistam Prichanam Bodham Mayaiva Vihitam Devi. Kalau Brahmana Rupina comes in the form of Shankaracharya. Because in Kali Yuga has to increase. How does it increase? It increases due to Lord Shiva also. Yasambhutam Apitata Samupaitikarya. So at the same time, Lord Shiva is very auspicious. Samtanolti. If you see Lord Shiva, just like the sons of Prachinibari, his sons are the Pachetas. So the father instructed them to go out, right? And they meditated. They came to a great lake. They saw Lord Shiva there. He was explaining. But he was glorifying Lord Shiva, Lord Vishnu. He also glorified himself. He said, "If I am the greatest Vaishnava, that's true, but when I knew ahead of time that you would be doing these austerities for Vishnu, therefore I came here." So if one is devoted to Lord Vishnu, to Krishna, then Lord Shiva, just like, he comes to congratulate you and speak to you. So he's a very important person. Even in Mayapur, we're thinking about that. No, I don't know if they still have this. Now there's so much population, but we used to understand that there were very inauspicious things like this counteracting, and we used to do night guard, and that we were warned that anything could happen. There was, I think when Pran was still there, right? When you were there, and when you came, did they talk about the web foot? The jinns, right? So I don't know if I ever saw them, but they say, the Prabhupada mentioned it, that there's very, what? Yeah, but when you stay up all night, sometimes you think you see them. We did night guard, staying up in the middle of the night, you might see anything, and it's very, it gets, so even in Mayapur, during the Durga Puja, they're sacrificing, killing so many goats,
We have to be careful that any time Maya can strike. So that's why this Kashyapa Muni, he's warning his wife. Unfortunately, he couldn't maintain. He's warning, don't do it, don't do it. But still, Kshasya Dada Nishita, the razor's edge, at any time it will cut. So here it's cutting, it's showing. And what is the result? These two great demons come out. The next purport says how he's very kind to the ghosts, that though they are condemned, he wants to see that they get physical bodies. And this is one of the ways it happens. You know, that could happen at any time. We hear that, different inauspicious things. Ever since we joined Hare Krishna movement, we hear about, oh, don't do that if this happens. Even in Nectar Devotion, there's some instant. If you see this cat walk by, and we see black cat all the time, or someone goes by with a ladder, or there's different inauspicious signs. Prabhupada used to actually leave. He didn't want to travel on a Thursday, was it? Thursday. So he would put his bags out. And that means you started your travel, because you shouldn't travel in the afternoon. So you start traveling and don't travel in an Ekadasi like that. There's so many things to follow like that. Inauspicious, standing up and eating and walking and eating. And these are things inauspicious. In fact, inauspicious things is a big list when we read Hari Bhakti Vilas or even Nectar of Devotion. There's 64 things to avoid. Don't come into the temple in a palanquin. I didn't see anybody this morning coming in a palanquin. Some things are very insignificant, just like it says, don't wear blue. But, you know, many people wear blue. Huh? And red. So I heard a conversation, Prabhupada, they were asking Prabhupada said, oh, Prabhupada, don't wear blue, well, don't wear red. What does it mean? Prabhupada said, that is not very important. So that's why we need a guru to say, what is the, you can become obsessive. You can go and start grabbing people. Get out! Some things are not so important. Now, if someone comes with shoes on, it's a different thing. Don't wear shoes in the temple, okay? There are many things. Put your feet toward the deities. Inauspicious things. And there's many auspicious. Just by chanting, bowing down, having kirtan, that's our main business. Someone does a small thing, then we don't bother with it. But there are many things to be avoided. The more you can avoid them, just like I heard about one long-lost devotee. So I asked Trivikar Maharaj, I said, do you remember so-and-so? And so he had a kind of funny name, Roma Harshan. But so I said, do you remember Roma Harshan? He went to Japan. When I was in 1970, I remember him going to Japan. And you were there. Do you remember him? And he was on the phone. So he said, oh, I don't know. Then after another few seconds, oh, I remember that guy. He did something really inauspicious, he said. I said, what was that? He said, well, someone gave Prabhupada some Mahaprasadam in the temple room in Tokyo, and Prabhupada ate it. And he said, Prabhupada, we're not supposed to eat in the... So you don't want to try to get on Prabhupada's case too much. It's not auspicious. So that's how we remembered him, that he did this in a spot. He was a good kirtan man, though. I mean, he used to go out all the time. He used to go out, but that's an inauspicious thing to not to kind of chastise or admonish your guru. It's not considered auspicious. But simply by chanting constantly, we avoid Kalyananam Nidanam Kalimalamatanam Pavanam Pavananam. Very nice verse. Rupa Goswami has compiled in Padyavali, and Krishna's Babaji used to chant that verse. Right? You know that verse? Right? You know it? He knows it. He knows it. There's two right there, three. If Pundarik was here, he would know it. So it's it. First word is auspicious, the most auspicious thing. Kalyana. Kalyananam Nidanam Kalimalamatanam. It is the treasure house of auspicity. And Kalyana Nidanam Kalimalamatanam Pavanam. The Kalimalamatanam, it counteracts this all inauspiciousness of Kali Yuga. Kalyananam Nidanam Kalimalamatanam Pavanam Pavananam. Most auspicious of all auspices. What's the next line? Kalyananam, huh? So this anonymous verse, we don't, Rupa Goswami doesn't give any author for that verse, but he places it right next to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's verses, Chaita, Dharpana, Marjana, in the, so that's auspicious. What could be more auspicious than Lord Chaitanya's Shikshastakam? He puts it right next to that. It's pati anyanma moksha sapadi parapara prapte pochamana means what? Nourishment. Kushikrata calls it lunch. I don't know. I never asked him about it. He was trying to make it down to earth, I guess. It is a nourishment. Mamoksha, what does the rest mean? Yeah. And then at the third line, Bishramastanam ekam kavivaravachasam jivanam sajjananam. So just see, in one line, each line is so much to learn, so much to know, so wonderful. What is it? I just said it. So, huh? Bishramastanam means that it's the, it gives you relief, rest from this horrible material world of pleasure. Vishramastanam ekam kavivada vachasam means the best of the poets. Kavi is the poets. And vara, the best of poets. Kavivada vachasam. They chant the holy name. So they know so many verses, but they have time to chant 64 rounds. And they can chant so many shlokas more than we can imagine. Karivaravachasam jivanam sajjananam. It is the life of the sajjana. So the sajjanas are the devotees, especially. Sajjana and jivanam is the life of the. And then the last line says, bijam dharma drumasya. Huh? Pravatam bhavatu. It is the seed of the tree of Dharma, is the seed. I couldn't make you out the last few words, but yeah. What else is there to say? So these verses are so nice that they, just in that one verse, you can meditate on it and so many times. Bijam Dharma Drumasya. Druma is a tree. Drumasya. Bijam Dharma Drumasya. There's a tree of Dharma. Yatra adharma. So here's the adharma. These buddhas, unfortunately, they either unknowingly, knowingly, they spread the adharma. Adharma shilashas, sudukitasya. The more adharma we perform, the more miserable we get. That's unfortunate, but that's the way the world works, the material world. Kaviraj Goswami says that dvaite badra badra. Sakale, Prabhupada says his own way, Sakale Saman, that in this material world is full of duality, that which is auspicious or dvaite, badra abhadra, they're the same. Esa Brahm, it's all an illusion. There's no real, Prabhupada explained it actually in one conversation. He said, actually nothing, all pop, papo tapa. Everyone's doing inauspicious, whether you're ghostly haunted or according to Jagadananda Pandit, he was writing his little book, imagine. Swarup Damodar saw him. He said, hey, Pandit, what are you writing? He is a manifestation of Satyabhama, a very intimate follower, associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And even Mahaprabhu said, Jagadananda Pandit was very angry sometimes, like Satyabhama, with Lord Chaitanya. And like he wanted to make some bed for Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya said, no, this is for Dari Sannyasi. Dari means it's bogus, you know. They live very nicely. He said, no, you can't give me him. He's very angry over that. Also, he brought some oil. Imagine sandalwood oil, even 500 years ago. Very expensive now, what to speak now. But then, very expensive. And he had like gallons and gallons that he brought to give Lord Chaitanya. He's not going to wear it. Lord Chaitanya's not going to wear that sandalwood. So he said, Jagadananda, I can't wear this sandalwood. I'm a sannyasi, don't you understand? You give it to the temple. They can burn the wicks with it like ghee, and it was very nice. He said, what sandalwood? Boom, he took this big clay pot, and he smashed it right in front like that. Imagine like 40 gallons or something. Who knows? I don't know what it was. It was a lot of, maybe it was 10, 15 gallons, but each tiny drop of sandalwood oil is so valuable. He smashed the whole thing. Still, Lord Chaitanya said, cook for me, just like nothing had happened. So Jagannatha was still angry, but he said, oh yes, I'll cook, of course. So he cooked, and Lord Chaitanya said, when you are angry, then you're cooking, the taste of the food increases. So how more intimate can you be with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? You know? What, that story? When you're angry, I don't know. When he's angry. When he's angry, yeah, so. So, why was I telling that story? Huh? Oh, he wrote the book. He wrote the book, Prema Vivarta, Transformation of Prema. So, yeah, his prema was transformed in different ways. So he was writing his book, and Srirupa Damodar, I'm sure Lord Chaitanya probably saw him too. We can transcendentally speculate. But Srirupa Damodar, he said, hey, Pandit, what are you writing? He said, oh, I'm just writing something, you know, whatever comes to my mind. But actually he had certain pastimes, many pastimes, when he was a little boy with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, little Nimai. So he was writing all these little anecdotes down, whatever came to his mind. Not in any particular order. So there's many verses there that we quote. Kabu, Sudra, Kabu, Kudra, Kabu, Vipra, what is it? He's, sometimes a living entity is becoming king, Kabu, Raja, Kabu, Praja. He's the king. Sometimes he's the insignificant servant of the king. Sometimes he's very great. Sometimes he's very insignificant. Pita, Mata, Pai, Janame, Janame, Sabe, he wrote like that. Many, many births were getting different. We might have been Buddhas, Pretas, whatever. But only one is very fortunate that he can get Krishna consciousness and leave this inauspicious world. But according to Prabodhananda Saraswati, Vishram Purna Shukayate, Vidimahendrish Chikatayate, if one gets the glance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so merciful, Anugraha, unlimitedly, Parama Karuna, then Vishram Purna Shukayate. He sees this whole universe. Idam hi Vishvam Bhagavan Yvetaro Jagat Stana Naroda Sambhava. Just like Narad Muni is describing there, that telling Vyasadeva that this material world is non different from Krishna. So Prabhupada was seeing like that. Same time we understand, good and bad. One good eye, one bad eye. One who is intelligent, any inauspicious thing may happen. These Buddhas may come. But the devotees, the great devotees, they're so absorbed. And just like when Prabhupada would come, then, oh, everything, no problems. Prabhupada came into the temple, then everyone is like, so auspicious. Tirtha, Tirthi Bhutani, Tirthani, Svantasthena Gadabrata, Vishrama, Govinda Vishram. Because Govinda is all auspicious and he's living in the heart. So therefore, we worship these auspicious devotees and stay away from the Buddhas. Any questions, comments?
Speaking of the Buddhas, Srila Prabhupada named a few of his disciples, such as Buddha Bhavana, Bhutadi, Bhutatma. Can you tell me, what is the translation of each of those names?
Buddha Bhavana, Bhutesha, David, David, Jagatpate, in the 10th chapter of the Gita. Also, Krishna has the same name. So, we don't know. Huh?
Oh, what?
Oh, Buddha Bhavana.
Yeah. Buddha Bhavana means the well-wisher of Buddhas?
Yeah.
It's the name of Lord Shiva?
Yeah, but it could have like Bhava. Bhava, you could have, you know, it can mean anything almost.
What about Bhutadi?
So Buddha Bhavana, when Arjuna was praising Krishna in the 10th chapter of the Gita, Buddha Bhavana, you are the Lord of everything like that. So it's a name of Krishna as well.
Bhutadi.
Bhutadi means
the first
beginning with the Buddha. Oh, I don't know what Bhutadi means. Literally, I don't know. He knows.
Buddha means living entity.
Adi, beginning with. He's the origin, Adi. Like an Adi, Adi, Govinda.
I got it.
Adi Buddha. You know, Sanskrit's very poetic and can jumble it around anyway. Yes?
Kumbh Mela is it's a very auspicious moment, but you have all these different yogis and all kinds of different worshippers that comes. Is it dangerous, or the auspiciousness of the event is intercounting all these bad people?
Is it inauspicious because they're all there?
Yeah.
Is that what you say?
No, I mean dangerous for us.
Devotees go there. Prabhupada went to several Kumbh Melas, but his intention was to preach, not because Praga Gangodaka Kalpa Vashaya, there's that verse, Govinda Kirtya, not Samang Satang Shai. By chanting even one name of Govinda, it is more powerful than bathing in Kumbh Mela, Praga Gangodaka, for Kalpas and Kalpas, Meru. Suvarna, giving mountains of gold, the highest Sumeru was a million miles. Yeah, probably. Do you mean this year?
Yeah.
Right, there's some controversy because Shivites, they were wearing Shiva tilak, the ones that were. The Mayavadis, they respect Prabhupada also, that's right, too, because they know he spread the Hindu Dharma.
As Vishwa Guru.
Yeah.
Nobody got that title, only Prabhupada, first time in the history.
When I went in 84 to, those not Mayavadis, but the Udupi sannyasis, the one that was there, Pejwara Swami, and he was glorifying Prabhupada that, you know, he is just like Madhvacharya, like that. Because Prabhupada was very staunch. You know, so many bogus swamis, they say, they came, Prabhupada was just talking about it. He wrote actually one play called the Morgi Mission, where especially about the Ramakrishna Mission, because they, and in Prabhupada, I don't think he finished it, but one guy is taking sannyas, Bengali, and his friend says, oh, you're going to take sannyas? He said, no, it's not so bad. I can eat chicken at the ashram. Probably very sarcastic, but it's true. They even the leader Ramakrishna probably told the story how he liked to do different type of thing, weird things, and he was living in the Dakshineshwari Mandir, and he told the head pujari, he said, "Oh, I am going to practice like Muslim now. I'm going to kill cow. I'm going to eat cow," and he said, "No, get out of here." So he threw him out, and the Ramakrishna is worshipped all over. The Bengalis worship. Yatoma tatopa, I think maybe Vivekananda said that, but Prabhupada said, due to Ramakrishna, the whole world has gone to hell.
Hari Bol. So the living entities that are supposed to take birth, they usually enter the semen of the father. And I mean, through the process, like two grains or whatever. So if that's already ordained, I'm thinking, well, if a ghost is passing, I mean, Lord Shiva with his ghost passing, how would they enter into that process so quickly?
How would they have anything to do with it?
Well, I mean, yeah, conceive. I mean, you know, in the process of conception, how?
Well, they don't have to do anything. They just exist. What should they have to do? They're already inauspicious.
You know, Kashyapa was saying that when the goes are passed in with Lord Shiva,
yeah,
if you have copulation, then the goes can born.
Well,
you know,
maybe if they chanted 50 rounds, it wouldn't happen. You have to figure it out. You tell me. It's your assignment.
Not me. I mean, maybe Prana Govinda.
He doesn't know. He's not a scientist. Anything else? Okay, here.
You know who's the leader of the ghosts?
Leader of the ghosts?
Yeah.
Not Lord Shiva?
He's the king. He's the king, but leader of the ghosts, devotee who commits suicide. Be very careful.
Brahma Raksha.
Yeah, I studied that.
Okay, what's the question?
Actually, I'm interested in what about Ramarakshas, but I was going to say that Prabhupada, you know, he's so auspicious, and there's so many verses. Just one chanting of Hare Krishna does away with so much inauspiciousness, yet he put his bags out, you know, early so that, you know, his trip would be so. You think it was more like an example for us than that he actually feels like that's something important to do?
I think he was showing the example that one should avoid inauspicious as much as possible. Yeah, but he did it. And I mean, he was so, you remember, you heard, in Hawaii, for instance, Prabhupada was so regulated that he would always take soaked chickpeas, not cooked, in the morning. So in Hawaii, they brought him soaked chickpea. Usually we used to have it also with cut ginger and black pepper, like that. So they brought him the chickpea, but there was no ginger. So they had to go to Chinatown and get ginger. He would not eat those chickpeas. And then a couple times, Jamuna mentioned in her memories how she forgot to soak the chickpeas, so she cooked them just a little, try to do something, you know, and give it, because she knew they should be only soaked, not cooked. So probably he could even look at it and say, like that. Like one time they were supposed to give him yogurt, they gave him kefir, right? And Prabhupada just held it up. It's not yogurt. He said, it's not yogurt. I don't know if he had the word kefir, but.
I was remembering when Indira Gandhi was very famous,